Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Whether you're an accomplished do-it-yourselfer, look at that third bedroom addition, huh? Or maybe you're just starting out. Yeah, I put that picture frame up myself. You're in the right place. This is Around the House with Eric G. Spring's around the corner, which means it's time to get that outdoor space back up and running. Today, the guys are live at the Portland Expo Center with their friends from Pyramid Heating and Cooling for the Spring Home and Garden Show. They'll be tackling everything to get your home ready, both inside and out. Plus, take your phone calls starting right now. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to with Eric G. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vauder.
We are having a great time out here at the Portland Home and Garden Show out here at the Portland Expo Center.
It's crazy.
It is packed out here. We are with our friends Pyramid Heating and Cooling, which we'll be talking with a little bit later in the show here. Thought we'd start out with the introductions. If you got any questions today, give us a call here in the studio. The number that'll get you here to the Expo Center is 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. I don't care what your home improvement question is, that will get you to us today.
This but only today.
So we got some changes coming up, which is going to be awesome. We got a big announcement to do today. Starting next week, we're going to be expanding the show. It could be going, and it will be going across the country.
Absolutely.
We're going to be having some fun here. So stay tuned for new stations being announced soon. All of you listening with the podcast out there, we might be in a neighborhood near you, so stay tuned for that. Now with these changes, and we're going to distribute the show a little bit differently because guess what? We're going to go out of the Northwest a little bit. So there's a slight chance we might lose a station or two out there. If we do, don't worry. Another station, we'll find one for you. In the meantime, you can always catch the podcast or streaming the show each Saturday from noon to 2 on KXL.com. And you can always catch the podcast, which is going to be just about anywhere you find your podcast out there. So
between TuneIn, iTunes, SoundCloud, so it's everywhere.
Google, anywhere out there. So radio is always filled with change. So we're going to change a little bit how we communicate with you after this Saturday. From here on out, we're going to be having you call into our 24/7 number. Now, this is the number you can call, leave a message. I'll be the one that calls you back. We're going to have a conversation on air about your questions. So that won't be any different. The cool thing is you can text into this number as well. So if you're listening to the podcast, or maybe you're out running around, you don't have time to do it on a Saturday, call Sunday night. Don't matter. That number is 503-521-7072. Now, if you go to our SoundCloud, our Facebook page, that number's in the heading picture up there, so you're going to be good to go. But here's the great thing. We've got some fun shows coming ahead. Two things I want you to call ahead for that we're going to put you in the show with is going to be painting.
And then Robin Daly coming
on. Robin Daly coming on from... Robin is a great interior designer. She grew up in the paint business, so we're going to have her coming up in upcoming shows. So get a hold of us with those paint questions, as well as next week's show is going to be about the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, which I went to this week. So I was in Vegas this last week for the International Builder Show and the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. That's next Saturday's topic. We're going to have a great time talking about that. I mean, there was an Alexa-powered faucet.
Alexa, what do you tell it?
So,
on?
No. Well, you could. But here's the crazy thing with this. You could sit there and say, Alexa, please pour me a cup of water. And it will put a cup of water. And we had a measuring cup that was filling up, and you could watch it go to a cup.
Wow.
You can go, Alexa, give me 100-degree water. Boom, 100-degree water. Alexa, fill up my coffee mug. So you could fill up your coffee pot. You could preset it off your phone app.
Wow.
Customized things. So there's a lot of cool stuff. We'll be talking about that and so much more next weekend.
One thing I did want to notice about this new number, whether you're calling or texting, if you can call us at midnight, you're not waking anyone up.
No.
If you're listening to the podcast and it's middle of the night, wherever you are, it doesn't matter. Give us a call. If you got a question, we'll call you back the next day.
So for you thousands of people that work nights and listen to this podcast and check it out, you can call us in the middle of that, and we'll get to you. So I'll call you back. We'll get you on the show. We'll work around your schedule. It's going to be a lot of fun. So it's a new way of doing radio. We're diving into some technology here.
We're going to have some fun with it.
We are. So trust us. We're going to have a good time with it. And we've got some great shows ahead with technology. We're going to be talking some outdoor stuff here this spring. We're going to be talking about gardens. There's a ton of cool things we're going to be doing. So stay tuned for all of that. Man, it has been a crazy week this week.
My weather experience for the second time this month.
And the crazy part is, what's with weather and me?
It was fine here in our area, but yeah, wherever you went, the bad weather followed.
What's with that? So, you know, the week before I was in Palm Springs and I was there for the cataclysmic floods.
The flash flooding.
Flash flooding in Palm Springs. Okay. What happens? I'm down in Vegas and it snows.
You got palm trees now with snow on them.
Exactly. So that was absolutely crazy. And if you want to see something funny, I don't know if you caught it this week, but I did a live video on our Facebook page, which is Around the House with Eric G. Make sure you like and follow us there. I had Skip Bedell on.
Oh, nice.
And we did with Cooper and Lucinda from the Afternoon News in Portland. And we did a show, a little live thing from that. It was absolutely hilarious. So
I saw it get posted. Haven't taken a look. I'll have to do that after the
show. We're a little bit rummy on that one. So a lot of good fun with that. So, but anyway, I wanted to talk just for a second about technology coming up, and which we're going to tie into with Pyramid Heating, Cooling, and Carrier here. But I did a nice talk for the NAHB, which is the National Association of Home Builders. I did a presentation on home comfort, actually, down there. And that was a lot of fun. And in talking to home comfort, we talked a lot about technology, in that there's so many things now with homes getting tighter that, you know, your biggest chance now of actually having indoor contaminants is really what you bring in from the outside. It's leaving the door and windows open and having stuff come in. So it's not that there's too tight of a house anymore. It's bringing the contaminants in and trapping inside the home. So a lot of this comes down to ventilation, cleaning up the air that's inside the home and getting it taken care of. You know, it was amazing. We talked last week with our friends over there at Panasonic Vent Fans, because, you know, getting that moisture out of your home and stopping that mold from happening. You can be in the desert, and if you're not ventilating the house correctly, you've got a mold problem.
You can still get moisture in the house there.
And so I had more. We were talking. I kind of got geeky with them in Vegas at the world at the International Builder Show with that, and it was a lot of fun. But really, when you're talking ventilation, there are so many things, which we're going to talk about here with Pyramid, so many things now you can do that saves energy and it keeps you healthier, which I like, and that's some of the fun stuff with that. One thing too I wanted to talk about this week is, coming up as we talk about technology, I'm going to bring in more technology experts. We're going to start talking a little bit more about connected home stuff. We're going to talk about all these different things. I could not believe the things that are going on now out there with appliances and those talking to each other.
This stuff's moving quick.
It is moving faster than I thought. I mean, you see this, some of these gee whiz things, but now there's stuff that's starting to become really practical. Like when you turn on the cooktop, it automatically turns on the vent fan over the cooktop. And depending on how you use it, so if you're just like melting chocolate, it doesn't turn on. But if you're going to cook a stock pot, it sees it on 9. It goes, wow, you're putting this many BTUs up. So now we need to move that out, crank it up, and keep it going. So with that, you're starting to see some of those things happen. So it's kind of cool. Hey, give us a call here in the studio today, 503-417-9595, 503-417-9595. So these are a lot of things that we're going to be diving into, as well as the stuff that you see around the house and in the backyard. So join us in the conversation. We're going to start talking about home improvement and getting your house ready for air filtration just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every Saturday afternoon. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. We are live out here at the Portland Home and Garden Show. It's a spring show, and we're at the Portland Expo Center. So come on down and see us. We're here to 2 o'clock at the Pyramid Heating and Cooling booth. Give us a call in the studio today, 503-417-9595. If you got questions, 503-417-9595. So we've been talking home comfort and things like that around here because that's kind of what we do. I want to talk a little bit about maintenance, and let's bring Mike into the conversation here from Pyramid Heating and Cooling. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about maintenance, and it's so easy. People turn on the machine, you know, it's installed, it's brand new, and they change a filter, and then they forget about it until it breaks.
Yeah, I'd say maintenance right off the get's actually a really good thing to do. You know, a lot of units come factory set from the factories. Mm-hmm. Just some person at a bench turning a little screw, you know, and somebody actually needs to come out and adjust that screw and make it a little bit more dialed in. But maintenance just altogether is really good for a system, just as far as its operation, efficiency, you know, just to make sure it's all operating well.
What can a homeowner do to kind of, at least to prolong the life of their system without having a maintenance someone come out and check on it on a, you know, a regular basis? Can they go out there and can they kind of do, what can they do to help keep their system running well?
There's just basic maintenance things like, you know, the filter changes and stuff like that. It really depends on what kind of system you have, but, you know.
See, the thing is that you know, every system out there, it's going to fail if you don't maintain it. It's like any other system in your house. It's like your car.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can throw your gas in it. If you don't change oil and you don't do some of those other things, guess what?
It will.
I promise it's going to leave you hanging. Now, some of the things that I've seen, at least with mine, you know, I've got a gas furnace and a traditional electric air conditioner in my house. And that furnace starts to get dirty after a while in that burner area down there. So what do you guys, like this time of year, if you guys are going to do a winter maintenance, what's a typical maintenance on a system like that, for instance, which is kind of common?
Well, we'll come out and check your amp loads of some of the motors, clean up the electrical department. You know, we have a lot of fans and fan assemblies inside a furnace. Burners need to be cleaned. Gas pressures need to be set, and gas pressures actually adjust by themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to have somebody come back in and check them every once in a while.
Like, you know, my house had a system that was put in it when the house was new. When you guys were out and working on my system, you went through and went, oh, wow, they didn't put a grommet here. So yeah. I had a thermostat wire that was just rubbing up against the outside of the housing.
Yeah,
guess
probably.
What? That was going to leave me hanging one of those days.
That's right, yep. Yeah, there's a lot of things that you get with your original system, too, so we can also make additional items that can help the system function better.
Yep.
So.
Also a good time to, if you guys are out doing that, throw in one of those new thermostats out there as
there
well.
You
get
go.
Rid of that whole thing while you're doing it.
Yeah.
So with heat pumps and stuff, is there any different with that when you're starting to get into those kind of things?
Heat pumps, I'd say, are a lot of refrigerant-type leak checks. You know, making sure things aren't leaking, make sure the refrigerant levels are good.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot amp checking with motors and stuff like that. Run capacitors can actually go bad over time, and it's
yep.
a normal thing. So,
cool. Hey, by the way, this segment's brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Is your house built prior to 1940? If so, chances are it's not bolted down to your foundation. Find out if you're prepared for an earthquake. For a free estimate, call Western Construction Systems, and that is CCB number 94222. We do have a caller in here. Let's run out here to Frank with a, looks like he's got a water heater question. Welcome to Around the House.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
I've
had this issue for some time now, and what happens is it creates, if the water isn't being used out of the hot water heater, it creates a sulfur smell. And so I've talked to several people, and I've taken and I've changed the elements. I changed from aluminum sacrificial ionoid to a zinc one. I cleaned the tank with hydrogen peroxide, and there for about a week it was fine. But then if I don't use the water for several weeks, I come back and I use it, and I get that sulfur smell. Now, I'm sort of at a loss now.
A lot of times that's your water coming in and has absolutely nothing to do with that hot water heater. That sulfur smell can... Are you on a well or are you in a public water system?
Well, it's a public water system, but they get their majority of their water from a well.
Yeah. So what happens is that's coming in there and you're heating it up and that sulfur is becoming, you know, more in the air because you've got that hot water and the steam coming through there. So the hotter the water, the more you're going to smell that sulfur. So I'll be honest, this is something where I would get a water treatment company in there, do some testing, And that way they can do some lab work on that, and you can tell what kind of sulfur what you've got going on with that, and then you'll know the best way to handle it. But with that sulfur smell, yeah, that is something that's coming in the water versus coming out of your hot water heater.
Okay, now one question I have is the house was an older house, and it had some galvanized piping in it, and then underneath the house, I had that upgraded years back, and I had copper put in, and then I went with their electric union, of course, at that transition point. So,
sure.
Did that cause a problem with that, or...
Now, you've got, galvanized is going to fail after a while because it's just, that really hurts you on the volume side of things. So as that galvanized pipe fails, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and it's just like a smaller straw, smaller straw, smaller straw. Now,
right.
Galvanized, that if you have that reaction between the copper and the galvanized, that's where you're going to start getting leaks, and that's where you start getting pipe failures and things like that. But again, that sulfur is going to be coming through your water, man.
Okay. All right. I will I'll take a sample down and have them check it out and find out what's going on. I appreciate your time.
Sounds good, man. Thanks for calling Around the House. We really appreciate it. That opens up another line here, and the numbers here in the studio is 503-417-9595, 503-417-9595. So, with maintenance, what's your best recommendation for filters, for instance? Because, there's all these different types of filters. There's a ton of things out there. What do you recommend for filters?
All filters are different based off the size of the filter. So if you have a really small 1-inch thick filter, you're about 1 to 3 months. 2-inch thick filter, you're about 2 to 4 months. Filters go all the way up to 4, 6, 12 inches. And some of the larger filters are all just based off the manufacturer's specifications, but they can be 6 months to a year.
Gotcha. And a lot of that depends on how many pets you have, how dirty an environment you have. Because it seems that you can get away with a lot if you've got a really tight house and you've got a good ventilation system and no pets and a lot of that stuff, you'll get a lot different situation than if you got four dogs running around there and pretty loose house. It's funny, we were talking with the guys last week. We had Panasonic vent fans in, and we were talking about with them about ventilation and stuff, and I want to talk about that when we get into the next segment about people say, oh, my house is too tight. Well, it's not really that your house is not too tight, it's that you just don't have the right ventilation system in there to keep it where it wants to be. So I want to talk about a little bit about ventilation when we come back, as well as talk about some of these ductless systems like the one behind us a little bit later in the show. So stay tuned for that. Number in the studio, 503-417-9595, 503-417-9595. We'll get back to you just as soon as Around the House returns.
This is Farewell Angelina, and you're listening to Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every Saturday afternoon. By the way, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for 50 years. Find a design center near you at AdairHomes.com. And that is CCB number 593. We got the calls coming in here, which we'll take in just a second. If you want to stand in line for that, jump on in. 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. All right, so we got our question here
from
Mike, who's a avid listener of the show, and he was asking about maintenance about that outdoor air conditioning unit. People see it sitting outside, it's taken all the abuse out there. He was even asking on a part of that message about, even do you put the cover over the outside? What do we do with these things?
So it's interesting. In fact, many of the manufacturers have in their warranties that if you cover the outdoor units, they'll void your warranty. The reason is people try and start the units with the cover still on.
Ouch.
Every year. It kills the unit, and then it's gone, and they don't want to be liable.
Sure.
So protecting it from the weather, I'm kind of neutral. I think that's fine, but they're made to be in the weather. they like rain. They actually do better heat transfer when they're wet.
Oh, because water transfers better than the heat, than what the air does.
That's right. So when you've got an air conditioner, it's really hot. You forgot to turn on the air conditioner early in the day. Actually setting up the sprinkler on your air conditioner will make it transfer the energy more quickly, cool down more quickly, gain capacity.
Okay, I just learned something.
I was going to say, yeah, that works a lot more efficiently. We're talking with Dave from Pyramid Heating and Cooling.
That is great tip. And so, yeah, so basically, just kind of leave it alone out there. Make sure there's nothing in it, right?
So it is important that it's cleaned periodically.
Sure.
As a minimum, hosing it down when you're out watering the garden, just hosing the debris, the dust off. Remember, it's doing heat transfer, so if it gets dirty, it's not doing the transfer.
So it's like a radiator in your car. If it gets blocked, it's not going to work very well.
That's exactly right. So we of course, come out. We can do that for people. Obviously, you can do that with a hose. When our techs come out, they're doing a lot more than that. They're actually checking capacitors to make sure they're operating correctly, that the compressors are starting correctly, checking to make sure the relays are not pitting, making bad connections, that kind of thing.
That is awesome, yeah. And that's the thing, and I'm a proponent of this because, heck, I've had my system fail this year, and you guys have had to come out and bail me out on it. But those service and service contracts are something big, and I'm not here to pitch it because they're an advertiser on the show. I tell you what, you want to have somebody coming out and working on that thing a few times a year, making sure that it's dialed in, because it always seems that it's that hottest day or the coldest day. And when that thing's getting pushed the hardest, that you're left hanging.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Or like me, it's a night of a holiday.
Right,
that's the other part,
before
too.
All the family shows up.
Exactly. Hey, we got some calls that came in here. Let's run out to them, and let's see if we can help these guys here. Jim and Tigard, welcome to Around the House.
Thank you.
What can I help you with?
Well, I have a house that was built in 93. We just bought it a year ago.
Okay.
And I noticed that whenever the microwave goes on in the kitchen, the pole lamp on the other side of the wall in the TV room flickers. And I'm running through three-way bulbs very fast. And my solution, I think, is to run another circuit for the microwave that's just separate.
You know, Jim, that is exactly what you should do, because if you were building a brand new house right now, that microwave would be forced with building code to be on its own dedicated circuit. Every one of your appliances in that kitchen are. So if you're sharing that microwave circuit with a couple other things, that's going to solve it, especially with today's, you know, LED lights that have little starting circuits and stuff in them. They react a little bit differently with when you've got other appliances on there. So if you go fire that off and you've got a microwave going at the same time by turning that light bulb on, you're gonna have other issues. So super smart, you've got the exact answer there.
Okay, now my question is that pole lamp outlet in the TV room, is it a straight line to the circuit breaker, or does it tie in somehow with that microwave circuit?
You know, in homes back in the 90s and before, you could see at times the hall lights, the living room lights, and the microwave all be on the same circuit. It depends on what the electrician felt like at the day that they did it. So there's not really any way to really know without going in there and actually running that line and taking a look and see where it went. What I would do is just probably come in there and have to trace that back and figure it out. If you don't have the stuff, I'll be honest, I'd give somebody a call like Rose City Electric to come out and do it for you and at least give you an estimate on it. If you want to do it as a DIY project and you're good at electrical, great, but you're going to have some equipment to trace that line back and figure out where that's going.
Well, what we were thinking of doing is just disconnecting both outlets, replacing both outlets, running 12-2 wire for each circuit, and run it through the attic to the circuit breaker.
You could do that, but you don't know what else it's affecting, so you're going to have to figure out what is all on that circuit, because that's the tough part. I don't want you to abandon a line and figure out that's the maybe two outlets in another bedroom and stuff like that. Then you got to go back and figure out what happened. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes. Well, my son's pretty good with electrical projects. All right, he and I will look at that, and we'll find out what else is on that circuit, and we'll go from there.
All right. Hey, Jim, thanks for calling into Around the House. I really appreciate it. All right. That's a great... We got two more calls coming in there. Join us in the conversation here if you want to give us a call. That's 503-417-9595, 503-417-9595. So let's talk about... I want to kind of wrap our hands around the maintenance thing one more time. When we're talking homeowner maintenance, what are some of the best things we can do basically as a homeowner? It's really just going to be keeping things exterior cleaned and changing filters.
That's primarily what you're going to see with a homeowner, is making sure that air filter is changed on a regular basis. Using a good filter, people don't realize the old fiberglass filters that you buy for $2. If you can see through it, you know what? Everything's going right through it.
They're great at grabbing the big, like, dog-sized dust bunnies, but besides that,
that's it.
There's
golf
not much
balls.
Left.
They
yeah.
stop golf balls.
Yep.
But doing a little better filter to really pick that particulate up and stop it from going through. The other component of that is making sure you've got one that's got enough surface area. There are some filters that are really good filters that load right on the surface, and if you don't clean them every month, you're in trouble.
Yep.
So having one that has a lot of pleats per inch that lasts a long time is equally important.
Do you run any risk if you've got like an older 20-year-old system and you put in the latest, awesome, most efficient filter you can that's got the highest MERV rating and everything on it? Do you run any problems with cutting down airflow with that?
Oh, you can. Sure, it depends on the furnace and the design of the ductwork. Remember, the furnace has a fan in it that had certain specs. It was designed to overcome a certain amount of resistance pushing a very specific airflow through the system. When you put in ductwork, that's resistance. Now you're pushing that air down a tube to come out the other side. The smaller the tube, the greater the resistance. So the closer that it was done on the design brings it closer to where adding that super duper filtration system means the furnace no longer can push the air through.
So if they designed it for that fiberglass filter, which is just there to really protect the fan, not really take care of your air.
Yes.
And then you put in, you know, this super awesome filter, you might have put a nice little damper on the front of that system.
You may be working to kill your system.
Exactly. All right, when we come back, we're going to take all your calls at 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. We'll be talking more heating and air conditioning and taking your calls just as soon as Around the House returns. Dane Vauder. We are having a great time out here at the Spring Home and Garden Show here in Portland at the Expo Center. Come out and join us. We're here till 2 o'clock. We're having a great time out here with Pyramid Heating and Cooling. I want to get your calls here. Jump on in at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. We have got them stacked up. So jump on in and let's take out here. Jump out to Holly in Vancouver. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi.
What can I help you with today?
Thank you. We have a house that it was built in 62. We moved in 87 and had a existing really nice Lennox gas furnace, and it still works really well. We're good at the maintenance as far as the filters and stuff, but I was wondering as far as cleaning the duct, we're not so regular on that. How often should that be done?
My recommendation is every 5 to 10 years. Okay. It depends on you and what type of filter and how fastidious you are on changing that filter. But people with dogs or cats, they tend to need to do it more often than somebody who takes their shoes off every time they come in the door and have that white carpet.
Okay, full disclosure, we've lived here since 87. I don't think we've ever had them cleaned, so...
Might be time.
Sounds like it could be time to do that.
And yeah, I will say, just...
Huh? Sorry.
I was just going to say, Holly, one thing that I would recommend, too, is that if your system's been in there that old, and I'll tell you this because I've got to replace my system coming up, you're getting kind of due on that side, too, where you're going to get a massive savings, you know, from, and I'll just say this personally, that you're going to start getting a massive savings on efficiency when you start looking at what the best technology was then and the best technology is now. So before that leaves you hanging, you might want to get that thing taken a look at, too.
Yeah. I just noticed this year since we've been turning it on, after it's, I mean, I'll notice I'll get all stuffy and my, you know, like I hurt, my eyes hurt, and then I notice the heat just, you know, kind of like no-brainer, I guess.
Yeah, good time to get it cleaned. And have you been, when was the last time somebody did maintenance on that system as well?
Just with a filter and we oil it. We had never had it really checked out by anybody.
Sounds like it's kind of time. Is it a Pulse furnace by any chance?
I'm sorry, what?
Is it a Lennox Pulse furnace?
I'm not sure about the Pulse.
Lennox put a furnace out. They actually were one of the first guys out with a really, really good, dependable plus 90 furnace. It was called a Pulse furnace. It's a series of explosions, and it's in a pressure chamber inside that furnace. The fact is, a huge amount of those have failed, and if in fact that's one of those furnaces, I would definitely recommend having it checked and pressure checked to make sure it's still operating safely.
Okay, I just wanted to, mainly I'm going to have him listen to this later because he doesn't think it's that important, and I think it is.
Okay. Take a listen to the podcast, Holly, because it'll be up there and you can show it anytime. So,
thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Holly, for calling into Around the House. We really appreciate it. We're going to run out of time here real quick before the next hour, but let's see if we can run out to Dave in Beaverton. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi.
What can I help you with today?
Well, I'm going to get a new furnace, and I happen to be looking at advertising for a couple of Lennoxes. Not that I've decided to go that way yet. But these efficiencies go from 80 to 92 to 95, 96. They talk about two-stage gas, and they talk about variable speed motors that are supposed to save a lot of electricity. Now, what are the top three brands, in your opinion, and what are the basic features that you think I should pay for? Because the price, of course, goes up and up and up.
Dave, we'll try to get you here quick. We got about a minute left here before we go out. But
okay, so real quick, Dave, I'd say Carrier, Trane, and Lennox all produce really good equipment, as far as my opinion, top three brands, top three names. They all build a builder's model piece of equipment. That's something I would tend to avoid. You want a long life, trouble-free appliance, and that's always my goal. Usually a multi-stage, or two-stage, or complete variable operating are going to be the best, maintaining the most consistent temperature, being the quietest, and being absolutely the most energy efficient and reliable.
Does that help you out?
Yeah, that does.
Awesome.
And
all right, Dave.
Our furnace, the serviceman, I know you're ending on your time. The furnace inspection guy said ours is 16 years old, and you better be thinking about a new one. Is that in the ballpark?
So 17 years is federal government's recommendation. So you're right at that point.
Awesome.
Thank you,
Dave,
for calling in.
Thanks for calling in. Hey, Jeff and Kaiser, sit tight. We'll get to you when we come back just as soon as Around the House returns.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.